the drive, not the motorized. To improvise, never. I pray to God so he can guide better. I tell the guy weather. Go and get the talk with the tough and that leather. I never prayed today, but come the time, you will pave the way. I'm so lucky on the day to day. I never prayed today, but come the bills, you will pay the day. I'm so lucky on the day to day.
Why can I see?
Money my feet is up. Sing and got it one beat in the head. Gales and the mama my dandies.
Closing out the first 30 minutes of the show, this is J-Rock with the song Jehovah. Before that, we did have We Are Nubia all the way from Namibia. The song is called, not Namibia rather, I say Kenya, with a song called Sway. Coming up in a bit is your news in detail.
This is your PNC Princess Natasha Tanta, and you are listening to the Power Breakfast Show with Shekinah and Fortress.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Cowboy, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
NAPSA reaffirms its commitment to increasing its project financing, targeting to reach $1 billion. Transfer Alliance pledges extensive election monitoring ahead of polls. In international news, at least 42 people killed in days of floods across Kenya. In international sports news, rather national sports news, Tupolopolo's postal opponent Malawi preps for upcoming Botswana Four Nations tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, has reaffirmed its commitment to increasing its project financing, targeting to reach $1 billion. NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa disclosed that the authority has approved investment projects worth $700 million between 2023 and 2025. Mr. Muyangwa explained that NAPSA is currently undertaking initiatives to generate value from the funds it holds in financial institutions by not only restructuring agreements, but also focusing on investing in capital projects. Revealed that the pension agency has 37 billion kwacha held by financial institutions either in accounts or term deposits. Last week, NAPSA unveiled a new 5-year strategic plan aimed at growing its assets to $10 billion by 2031. Mr. Muyangwa said the plan will guide NAPSA's operations, strengthen financial sustainability, and expand pension coverage.
In 2023, because I think 2022 we never did much investment. I think that's the time PRRP was speaking. We started doing investment activities in 2023. Between 2023 and end of 2025, NAPSA has approved projects for financing to a tune of over $700 million. I don't think people knew that you could have $700 million in this country from an institution that you call your own. It's there. And that's how much has been put in. Now that's a lot of money to commit by any standard. But what we are saying is that's what that money was collected. Not to be kept to rent in a bank account, but to go and wait for the Zambia. And now it's waiting for the Zambia. So we invite you back here when we reach 1 billion. Absolutely.
The Tonsea Alliance says it is preparing to deploy thousands of monitors across the country to observe the upcoming general elections and ensure the credibility of the voting process. Alliance spokesperson Lawrence Mwela said the opposition grouping is putting in place evidence-based monitoring strategies that will see its representative station at more than 12,000 polling stations nationwide. Dr. Mwela said the Alliance has studied experiences from recent by-elections, including those held in Chawama and Kasama, which he said were conducted under very different circumstances. He explained that the Chawama by-election was largely peaceful with accessible polling stations and no major incidents reported. However, he alleged that the Kasama by-election was marred by violence, which he claimed affected the outcome of the poll. Meanwhile, Dr. Mwela raised concerns over proposed electoral law amendments by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, citing the removal of the requirement for ballot papers to be stamped at the polling station before voting as undemocratic. He explained that stamping of a ballot measure is a measure currently used to verify the authenticity of ballots. According to Dr. Mwelwa, some stakeholders view the proposal as suspicion, arguing that removing the stamp could make it difficult to distinguish legitimate ballot papers during counting.
This year, we have seen that, you know, the Electoral Commission of Zambia is trying to amend the electoral rules. We are still waiting for the final document. Stakeholders have expressed concerns. For example, the Electoral Commission of Zambia would like to remove the official stamp, the stamp that you get when you get into the ballot, into the polling station. They pull out the ballot, it stamps like the bag, and then you are given to go and vote. The reason they do that is to ensure that this ballot paper is differentiated from the one that is not used. Now, they are proposing in the new law to remove that aspect of rule, which is very, very suspicious, because if ballot papers are pre-marked elsewhere and stuffed in during the process of counting, you can be different.
United Party for National Development, UPND, Livingston Youth Chairperson Gerald Kwiyawana is urging young people to seize opportunities being created through skills training and other government empowerment programs. Mr. Kwiyawana highlights that several youths in Livingston who have graduated from skills training institutions such as Livingston Institute of Business and Engineering Studies and other colleges are already applying the knowledge in areas of their specialization such as electrical work, planning and agriculture. Speaking during Power and Politics on Power FM, Mr. Kwiyawana noted that while some youths are making progress, others need guidance and support with basic tasks like writing applications and registering companies to become self-reliant. He encouraged youth to stay focused and hardworking to benefit from ongoing national development activities and initiatives.
Somehow, those that have opportunities to lead and you are appointed, you must lead by example because you are fighting for the others. You must show that you deserve that position and you can perform. It's not just being appointed because you are young. It's appointed because you have the skills, you have the interest, you know, you have the passion. You can even lead without much supervision. So we also look for those, but not just say because I'm young, I should be appointed. If a young person can be appointed a station manager at this place, you must prove that you can run. You must prove that you can run to become an MP, you know, not just to defeat. And so I'm happy that because of these disparities and the lot of challenges for youth to aspire to leadership, in the party that I belong to, sponsored a bill that, you know, gave a company that youth can be appointed without them struggle to even start speaking to be appointed. We have about 16, I think, after these elections that will be appointed and that I can say, okay?
Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has called on African countries to embrace eco-friendly technologies and digital innovation to unlock the continent's natural resources and support sustainable development. Speaking during the official opening of the 8th General Conference of the African Network of Man and Biosphere Reserves, also known as AFRIMAP, in Livingston, Mr. Mutati noted that Africa possesses enormous renewable energy potential that remains largely untapped. He noted that nearly 50% of global electricity generation now comes from renewable energy sources, while African solar resources alone could potentially supply about 40% of the world's energy needs. In a speech delivered on his behalf by his tourism counterpart, Rodney Sikumba, Mr. Mutati emphasized that technology plays a critical role in documenting environmental progress, supporting scientific research, and enabling governments to make informed policy decisions. He added that only 20% of environmental monitoring stations are in Africa are fully functional, creating major gaps in climate and biodiversity data.
Renewable energy now accounts for nearly 50% of electricity generation, and Africa's solar potential alone could provide 40% of the world's electricity capacity. Yet only 2% of the global clean energy investment currently flows in Africa. This is a dramatic change, and the aspect of having to encourage regional cooperation and that of engagement. The population today in Africa is estimated to be at 2.5% by 2050. And unfortunately or disfortunately, the African population is extremely limited. So we need to find ways and means of how we are going to now invest our young boys and girls into everything that they're doing so that they can carry on in what we need to do to deal with it.
Meanwhile, Secretary General of the Zambia National Commission for UNESCO, Hezam Muzumuna Tsonga, says Zambia